welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 100, part 2. Let's get on with the questions. Hi, I'm a 25-year-old switch male who is very into everything anal, including being pegged and fisted. I can take a very bendy, slim, 16-inch dildo, but I've seen those amazing videos where guys take what looks like to be a fist-thick, 2-foot strap-on. How can I train myself to take those monsters? I am incredibly interested in it, as well as being able to take a fist elbow deep. So, here's what's happening when you are inserting something into your rectal canal that is that long. You are exceeding the length of the rectal canal, and you're running into what's called Hirsch's sphincter. What that sphincter does is it prevents the excrement in your colon from sitting in the rectal canal until it's time for it to leave your body. It keeps it up in your colon, and periodically it lets it down into the rectal canal so you can do your business. So you're pushing past that. That is definitely something that can be done, evidenced by those amazing videos that you have seen where you, yeah, we've all seen them. You really wonder where the toy goes because it's so long, it seems like it should be coming out of their mouth, right? So you do need a toy, hopefully, that's more bendy because the colon has curves in it. It can move around a little bit, but if you have something really rigid, it makes it more difficult to take, I believe, because of the bends. So as I understand it, at Hirsch's sphincter, there is a bit of a 90-degree turn. I'm not honestly sure how much kind of gets rearranged by a longer toy that is going through Hirsch's sphincter and pushing the colon around. I'm not sure how much it can move, quite honestly. But if you can already be fisted, then it's just a matter of very, very slowly pushing past Hirsch's sphincter with a larger toy or the fist. So there's really nothing that I can tell you in addition to help you take toys that big. And by the way, I call men like you size kings because you are totally into the big toys, and because that doesn't mean that the queen part has any bearing on, that's why I don't call it size queens, because that typically has been used to mean gay men. So I think you're a size king, and good for you. Be careful with your play. Do it slowly. Pushing past Hirsch's sphincter should not be done abruptly or without care. But have fun with that, sir. And thanks for writing in. Next question. My wife and I are both new to pegging. I've enjoyed anal play by myself and a finger occasionally during sex for a long time. My wife has always had her apprehensions about it and tends to, in a mild way, make fun of me for liking anal stimulation, although she lets me do it to her once in a while. She is a very shy person and rarely initiates sex. I also have a much higher sex drive than her. I read an article online somewhere and something clicked in my brain. I went for broke and asked her for anal play and eventually pegging. She was really apprehensive from the start. I basically came downstairs naked with a small butt plug in hand and asked her to tease my ass with it while she jerked me off. Her response was, "Why don't you just go fuck a guy?" I explained that I'm not gay. I just like having my ass stimulated. It feels good. Gives me intense orgasms, and I want her to give them to me. She got really upset and even cried a bit, but she did it. We started talking about pegging next. It was also at this point in time that I put my foot down and told her she's not allowed to make fun of me, shame me, or make me feel weird for liking ass play, and that it's just another part of sex for some people. We had many conversations with me asking, "What's wrong with it? What bothers you about it? Is it the way you were raised?" I've also only recently been able to really tune out the voices of the religious guilt complex I grew up with, so I'm trying to be patient here. She didn't have any clear answers for why, and I think she's realizing most of the ones she did have were very weak arguments from her upbringing. Not too long after, I asked her to dry hump me in bed. She did, and said, "Maybe I can fuck you in the ass." I took maybe as a go-ahead and bought a beginner's harness and a Tantus Acute, which feels fucking awesome in me, online. She was a bit upset that I did that, but I told her we didn't have to do it right away. Well, soon after, we went to have sex. I went down on her, got her off, had vaginal sex for a bit, then asked her to put it on. She reluctantly agreed, and we tried doggy style and then missionary. I loved it. We've done it two more times after that, and she is a lot less uptight about it now, but she still doesn't really get into it. The second time we did it, I exclaimed, "Fuck my asshole, baby," while we were doing it, and she shushed me and told me not to say that. She says she's only doing it because she can see it makes me feel really good, and I won't shut up about it if she doesn't. But she gets nothing out of it, and the harness is uncomfortable, and it makes her muscles sore because she's not used to it. So I'm finally getting pegged, which I love. I feel a bit guilty that I've manipulated my wife into it, but she seems to be slowly becoming okay with it. She even giggled a bit last time while she was doing me. I still can't get her to finger me very often, even though I explain that I take great care to make sure I'm clean and ready for her down there and suggest using gloves. But my main complaint is that she is still the shy one and won't be more dominant. It's like she's fucking me, but I'm the one initiating it, putting the harness on her, telling her what positions to do, etc. I could totally get into some mild forms of domination / BDSM, and I don't know if she'll ever be there. I want her to take control, bend me over, spank me, and then fuck me. And I want her to talk dirty and tell me what to do while doing it. That's what would really put me over the edge. I also want her to enjoy it and get some pleasure from it. She tends to tune out and kind of go somewhere else while we do it. I want her to look me in the eyes while I beg her to fuck me harder and harder. So my question is, long-winded, I know, how can I get my somewhat shy and sexually submissive wife to take the reins, at least once in a while, and what can we do to get her to enjoy it more? We're talking about getting a double ender like the Fuse Tango you recommend on your blog and the spare parts Jacques harness. I think a comfortable harness and stimulation for her will help, but I'm worried about the mechanics of it complicating things further. I don't want to spend $200 and have her not like the new toys. She's a plus-size girl, and I'm a skinny guy, which has its pros and cons for receiving a pegging, and our current harness barely fits, so I was glad to see that they make the Jacques in a larger size. It will probably be several months or more until we make this purchase due to our budgets and priorities, so I'd like to be really sure before we buy this time. We also have a young child, which makes timing something like pegging challenging, and placing it further down the list as a financial priority. Is this dildo harness combo good for our level of experience and our sizes? I'm open for suggestions, and my ass is pretty experienced from solo play. I don't want to hurt my wife, but I often find myself fantasizing about a more sexually dominant and adventuresome person. I don't mind sharing the dominant role, but it gets old when it's all the time. I want the physical fucking as well as the mental fucking, and I want to try new things. I sometimes question, more than sometimes lately, if we are really sexually compatible or not. As long as she's willing to keep trying, so am I. But I don't know how to get the ball rolling to get her to be more aggressive, dominant, and adventurous. And I'm not entirely sure if she could be like that if she did try harder. One side of me says I should appreciate what I have, and that I'll probably never find the perfect match 100%. The other side wants to find the sexually deviant woman of my fantasies. Any advice is helpful. Okay, yeah, well, let's start with, you're getting pegged. That's fucking awesome. There's a lot of men out there that are not getting pegged, have wives who absolutely refuse, so that is one step that indeed you should be grateful for. But I am not the kind of person who says, okay, so you're getting that, so shut up about the other stuff and be happy with it, because I think that we all, hopefully, deserve to have our desires met, our libidos matched, and to find happiness in our sexuality. And it gets dicey sometimes because we're matched up with people who are hampered by religious upbringing, by shame, by thoughts put in their head when they were younger that are completely inaccurate. And it makes things really difficult. Or it's just a case of mismatched libidos, mismatched desires even. So you've got her to the point where she's doing this for you, and you're complaining about how you don't like the way that she does it. And, you know, I get you. It's no fun to be in bed with someone doing something to you when they're not into it. One of the first suggestions that comes to mind is talk to her about her fantasies. Try and draw her out about what she fantasizes about. And it might be something that takes a while to get out of her. It might be something that she doesn't let come out of her mouth until maybe she's had a couple of drinks, if you guys are drinkers. Because what my thought is there's probably some fantasies that are happening inside of her head that she hasn't communicated to you because of her shyness about sexuality in general. And if you can get her to communicate those to you and fulfill them, then perhaps she can see what it is like to actually delve into your fantasies, enjoy them, and realize them and experience them, and how incredible that can be. So the basic thought behind it is to totally ring her bell and send her to another planet sexually, you know, with G-spot stuff, with everything that is her favorite thing, to try and talk with her about what her fantasies are, to try and make those fantasies come true. And then, hopefully, she will feel practically compelled to give you what you want and hopefully be more engaged in giving it to you. One of the ways that you can make it easier for her during the pegging is to do the cowboy position. Because if she's heavier and she complains that her muscles get tired, absolutely that is a difficulty for first-timers. You know, evidenced by my last podcast, number 99, my interview with Tiffany Yelverton, exactly the same thing. She said she was sore for days. So sometimes when she's pegging you, just let her be the pillow princess and lay there and let you do all the work. She lays on her back, you ride her, and have some fun with it. That way you have eye contact with her and she's not having to do any of the work. You're doing all of it. You can also be the one to show her kind of you how you like it in that position. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you're riding her in cowboy position and you start fucking going for it and riding her and doing it hard, she's going to see how exciting that is for you, how much you love it, and perhaps try and duplicate that the next time you guys are in a different position. But also it'll just make it easier for her, and you're still going to have that intimacy of the eye contact. And you can perhaps engage her by putting her hands on your cock and asking her to jerk you off while basically what you're doing is fucking yourself on her. And that could be really exciting for her. It's hard to say, but that's another idea to try. Another thought is, I'm not sure how you two are deciding when she's going to peg you, but as I've given advice to a number of other people, see if you can schedule it, as opposed to it being something that you hope for and ask for every time. And talk with her and ask her for a bit of a schedule, if you will, so that she knows you're not going to want this every single time you get into bed and she's like, oh God, not this again. And so that you know you're going to get this regularly and you know when to clean out, and with your young child, you know when to try and plan for this. And even on the nights where she's fucking you and it's the pegging thing, get her off a bunch of times beforehand and make her very, very happy so that she is much more willing to do the work, hopefully. Okay, as far as getting her to be more dominant, you know, that one's a little more delicate because some women just aren't. I think that that part of it needs to go on hold for a little while. I think that there's other things like her getting more used to it being an okay thing to do, her getting past her taboos and her potentially the religious upbringing that is interfering with her thinking this is an okay thing to do. And be really, really grateful and loving and kind and wonderful because she is doing this for you. Make it very clear how grateful you are over and over, perhaps not just in words, but in actions. If you can do some kind of scenario, like say you guys have scheduled the pegging night, okay? How about you take care of everything? You make sure the baby's all taken care of. You cook dinner for her. You make sure the house is clean, you know. And I know that not all these things are going to be possible, but you get the concept, right? It's like you make sure that this is such a pleasant night for her that you're going to associate all of these lovely things with this. She's going to, so that she's more eager to do it next time. It's like, you know, okay, the pegging thing, it's not going to be, oh God, he wants that again, and this is kind of weird, and I just have to tune out when I do it, and I know that I'm not doing it the way he wants it, but this is uncomfortable, and these are the things that might be going through her head. Well, if she associates anything positive with it, like, oh, I just get to lay back and he fucks himself, like the cowboy position, or, ooh, the pegging nights are the nights where I come home, he's got dinner cooked, he's got the baby taken care of, you know, we just relax and have a good time, then maybe she'll be more anxious to do it more often. And maybe she'll enjoy it more and be more engaged with you. So that's another idea. Let's see what else I got here. Oh, so the upshot of that is, you know, trying to get her to be more dominant, I think, needs to be put on a back burner until you can get her to actually just enjoy it more. If she has any dominance in her, that might naturally come out when she starts to enjoy it more and get more engaged. But please do remember that it is a high learning curve, a steep learning curve, and it is also a matter of building up muscles and things that aren't normally used. So for her, this could be like an athletic workout every time, and it could be one that she's really simply not up for. So do consider the positions that make it easy for her, because that will make her more engaged. And also be sensitive to, you know, the times when you know she's been going at it for a little while and she's probably getting tired, and be sensitive to, hey, you know, are you getting tired? Do you want to change positions? Because that will also show her that you really care how she feels about this, and it will reduce the amount of discomfort and thereby reduce any kind of negative associations with the act. See, I'm pulling out all the stops here. I'm trying to give you all the advice I can to try and make this transition from her sort of doing it because you want it to doing it because it's a really fun thing for both of you. Definitely get a harness that fits her better. There's nothing worse than having bad equipment to make it less enjoyable. So that is something you definitely need to attend to. I think that the Fuse Tango with the spare parts and the Wii Vibe Tango Bullet Vibe would be a really good choice for you, as long as she's the kind of woman who enjoys G-spot stimulation. I think that's an excellent choice. It's going to cost you a chunk of change, though. And I understand that financial priorities being what they are, this may not happen for a while. But what that will do for her is, if she gets off on clitoral vibration, it will potentially make it much more fun for her. If she can actually get off while fucking you, that would be awesome. Or, again, if she can get off while you're riding her in cowboy style, that would be awesome and totally get her much more on board with it. But there is nothing more frustrating than having a harness that doesn't fit and is uncomfortable. That adds to the negative associations with doing the act itself. And now let me go back to the part where you said, fuck my asshole, baby, and she kind of freaked out. Well, if someone's really shy about sexuality in general, a lot of times people being really vocal and open in bed is an embarrassing thing for them. So that is just a matter of eventually being able to talk more. What I'm curious about to begin with is, if you two are able to talk in bed, like while you're having sex, talk about what you want. If she's not someone who really talks a lot in bed, then even when you're just having normal penis and vagina sex, talk with her and ask her what she likes and ask her how it feels. Try and get a conversation with her going in bed so that she gets more and more comfortable talking about sex while you two are having it, expressing what she really wants. And in the beginning, you might have to be saying, so what would make you feel best right now? Do you want me to put my fingers here? Do you want me to put my cock here? Things like this, as opposed to an exclamation while she's fucking you of, fuck my asshole, baby. You know, that's kind of going from 0 to 60 for someone who is not used to talking in bed. So try and do gradations of that to get her on board with having sexy talk. There is a thing online called Mojo Upgrade that I've talked about before that might be something for you and your wife to do. mojoupgrade.com. And what it is a website where you go and sort of register as a couple. You sign in as a couple, and then individually you take a quiz as to what sexual acts you are interested in doing. And you can say yes, no, or maybe. And there's a big, big, long list of sexual things to do. All kinds of kinky things, all kinds of stuff. So then what happens is you're going to either say yes, no, or maybe, and then the program itself puts them together and gives you a final result of your maybes and your yeses. So anywhere where you both said yes is an obvious one, but they're also going to show you possible activities where one of you has said yes and one of you has said maybe, or either one of you have said maybe. Both of you, excuse me. But if there's any no's, then those activities don't show up. And of course, there's going to be no's because everybody has different desires and preferences and things. But what it does is it gives you a list of things to explore in bed. You are wanting her to be more explorative. Setting the pegging aside for a little while, that is one way to do that without the difficulty, since she is shy, of having all of those one-by-one conversations. You know, do you like spanking? Do you like this? Do you like that? That can be somewhat excruciating for someone who is not used to talking about sex and who is really shy. So consider trying the Mojo Upgrade. I know the site goes up and down a lot and sometimes is inaccessible and isn't working really right. Hopefully it will be for you, and hopefully this is something she might consider doing, because that would open up a whole new world of things to explore. And the more she gets open and comfortable with having sex, then the more I think that she will be totally fine with your love of pegging. And who knows, she might turn into the sexually deviant woman of your fantasy. She might just do that. But make sure there's plenty of fun and pleasure and exploration in it for her, since she has been so kind as to give you what you want, even if it's not quite in the way you want it. And perhaps when you start getting more explorative, she gets a little bit more comfortable with things, then you can say, you know, what I really fantasize about is being dominated. You know, can we talk about how that might look? Is that something you might be willing to do with me? And do it in a non-manipulative manner. Do it in a manner of asking for something with please and with gratitude and with appreciation that she is willing to explore new things with you. And try and approach it with an attitude of fun. No matter what new things you try, try and approach it with an attitude of fun and bring fun back to the bedroom. That's, I think, what you're really wanting is the exploration and the fun, and perhaps a little bit of the nastiness is what I'm hearing that you're asking for as well. And who knows, she might get there. She might be able to leave all that religious bullshit aside and have some fun with sexuality. There is a book I would recommend called Sex and God by Daryl Ray, which would probably be a very good read for her if you really think that a lot of this came from the religious upbringing, because religion is so filled with shame and misconceptions and horrible guilt. And to read about it can put it in perspective and can really help you realize the programming that you've had if you were a victim of this religious bullshit. So that's my last suggestion. And let us know how it goes. Write back. Tell us what happens. Good luck to you, sir. Okay, the next thing I have to read for you is a comment that was left on one of the things that I wrote on my blog. And I wrote back, and then he wrote back again. And I want to start off with the initial one so that you kind of understand where we're coming from here. Hi, Ruby. I have a little dilemma here, or a couple, and I hope you can give me some of your wonderful guidance. Quite a long time ago, I purchased a harness and dildo and began some pegging fun with my lovely. Little does she know, I use the dildo whenever I can, solo. So the other night, I donned the harness and dildo so I could fuck her with it. As I had read and heard on previous posts here, to do that as to broaden the acceptability for the woman to enter into pegging. So after a while of that, I am told that her preference is not the toy, but me penetrating her. Fast forward now, I asked her just to try the harness on so she can feel it, and I can see her beauty wearing it. I was denied, and we will now have a discussion on the toys we do have, and who, how, gets to use them, if and when. Now I will finally let her know that I absolutely love anal play, something that I have not ever told her, at least to my recollection. So the advice I'm seeking is, am I or did I go about it right to have her just wear it, and also how to tell her I crave more frequent anal penetration with or without her, but prefer her to be in control? So, the first thing is your very first sentence kind of confused me because you said, quite a long time ago, I purchased a harness and dildo to begin some pegging fun with my lovely. I thought that meant like with your wife or your girlfriend. And what I am gathering is that you started, or at least I think this is what you meant, that you started playing with yourself with the dildo, which is awesome because you said, you know, you use the dildo whenever you can solo. So it didn't sound like that at that point in time. She was actually a part of pegging you, but you had the equipment and were playing with the dildo yourself. Now, on to the part about you thinking that I mentioned to put the harness on yourself and fuck her with it. Like you mentioned, to broaden acceptability for the woman to enter into pegging. Ooh, that's not what I meant at all. Sorry that you got that impression. What I meant about men wearing the strap-on is to give their partner a different or longer experience of fucking, because men wearing a strap-on enables them to keep going when maybe they've already come and they can't last any longer. Stay hard when maybe their penis isn't cooperating and it's not staying hard anymore. And different meaning exactly what that means, different. It could really be anything. If you have a very large cock and she kind of likes a smaller one in a longer period of time, you could do that. If she wants longer and you have a shorter one, you can change that up. If you have a smaller one and she wants a larger one, you can change that up. If yours isn't girthy and she wants girthy, then you can do that. So I do mean different because it can go in any direction. And there are men out there with huge cocks. And sometimes it probably would be nice to have a long, slow session of lovemaking with someone that something that is not so huge for some women. So I do mean a different experience. But my point in that was that men should be more willing and less self-conscious and freaked out about putting on strap-ons and giving their woman a nice long fuck with and a different experience if that is something that they can handle. And really had to do nothing with the pegging at all. It wasn't a matter of, okay, you know, the guy's going to wear it, and so now maybe she should wear it because, you know, she saw him wear it. That wasn't what I meant, and I'm sorry that you misunderstood. I would have to say that I would agree with her that I would love a penis inside me more than I would a strap-on. However, I also would love the experience of a nice, long, long fuck with a strap-on because a guy can't last that long. So there's that. And I think maybe she misunderstood too, thinking that you thought that she would like the toy better than your cock. And, you know, I wouldn't either. It's nice, warm penises. They're awesome. So there's that. And usually the place to start talking about pegging is actually not the strap-on itself. It's anal play. It's asking her for a finger. It's asking her for some anal play in bed, maybe while she's giving you a blowjob or just in general, anal play. And to go right to the strap-on is a little dicey, and some women really rebel at that. So I pretty much communicated this in a comment to the man who wrote in, and then he replied. Thanks for replying, Ruby. Sorry for my misinterpretation of the strap-on use on her. Great idea for prolonging her pleasure, as I have an issue of poor performance. But I digress. After our discussion with laying all the toys out, she had made the following comments. I do not like the toxic smell and feel of the toys, parentheses, plugs, anal balls, and lovely dildo. I will never fuck you in the ass with a dildo. Never, as I am unable to dominate you like that. And if that is an itch you need to scratch, I do not know if I can do this. Just do not let me catch you with a hooker in the house getting your ass fucked. It will not go well. She did not, however, make any negative response when I told her that I enjoy using the toys. Did not even bring out the bum drops and big nightstick. I'm not sure what that means. But did mention that I would like the glass dildo she loves. So there are a couple of things that are affecting her. So I guess I will continue to pleasure myself solo with the dildo and find a pro to do me when the time presents itself, for I will need that itch scratched someday. Okay, first of all, you need to make sure that you have good toys. If your toys smell, then you do not have quality toys. 100% silicone toys do not have any smell whatsoever. So you do have toxic toys and you need to fucking get rid of them. Because how do you expect her to get on board with liking using toys if they're fucked up toys? So that's number one. And I am going to leave a link to my article about toxic toys in the Linkorama and read that and make sure that you get rid of the ones that you have if they're toxic and get some really good ones. That's the very first place to start. It's a horrible experience to be all lovey-dovey and then have this awful smelling thing and to even think about putting that inside you or inside her. Ugh, no way, no way, no way. So make sure your toys are quality and not smelly and the best you can get. That's the first step. Okay, along those lines, I noticed that you did say she mentioned that you would like the glass dildo that she loves. Okay, so glass dildo, excellent. That's a good toy as long as it's not a glass dildo made in China. But the fact that she said, oh, you would love the glass dildo that I love, that's an awesome thing because that gives you what I'm seeing in that is I'm seeing just a little bit of opening there that she realizes that toys can be an awesome thing and that she's saying, you know, if you like to put things in your ass, man, you'd love this toy that I have because that would probably feel awesome. To me, that implies that she has an open enough attitude about sex toys where she realizes that something in your ass gives you a good feeling. So she's down with you, you know, playing around with your ass, and you'd probably really enjoy using the toy that she uses, which is awesome. That's far from being really closed-minded and that sort of thing. So in terms of what you've described to me about her flat-out saying, I'm never going to fuck you with this, well, okay, maybe she would never strap one on and fuck you, but she might be down with using a toy on your ass, maybe even that glass dildo. Okay, and so let's go back to the toys for a moment. It's possible that your partner is freaking out a little bit because of the look of the toy. That's something to consider as well. Some women get a little freaked out when the dildo looks too much like a cock because the last thing they want to do is strap a real-looking cock on. So there are dildos out there that are more tubular. They don't have a pronounced head. They don't look like a cock. They're different colors. They're purple. They're pink. They're whatever. She might be more comfortable with one of those, so that's something to consider as well. And you need to make sure that that harness that you got for her fits her really well. I'm not sure how you can do that, but the point is that if you have a cheap harness and it's uncomfortable, it's going to put a negative feel to everything regarding what you really want. So you want to make sure that it's a really nice harness. Another thing to consider would be to get something really, really feminine. This is something that might appeal to her. The spare parts harnesses. They sell a couple of different harnesses that are absolutely gorgeous. They're kind of a panty style, and they have garters that come off of them for garters with stockings, and they're so feminine and so beautiful that this is something that might appeal to her. I will put the link for those in the Linkorama in case that's something that sounds like it would fit in your situation. Some women have fears of it affecting their femininity, and even though she didn't use those words, she said, I can't dominate you like that. That might be a factor. So let's move on to that exact phrase that she said she couldn't dominate you like that. I don't know what dynamics you have in your sexual relationship, but there is one way to sort of get around this. If you are usually the dominant one, and if you push that dominance a little bit over into a little bit of the BDSM stuff, where you're the one in control, and maybe you tie her up once in a while, and she really likes being dominated, it's quite possible that she would be really uncomfortable in the other role. But here's an option for you, and it may not be exactly what you want, but it's certainly at least an option. You could be the one dominating her. You could be having one of those nights with her where it's like, okay, whatever I say goes because I'm the dominant one. You're going to do what I say. And you could put the harness on her. You could tie her to the bed. You could put a blindfold on her if you want to. Put a gag in her mouth if that's something that you guys play with. And then ride her cowboy style. So that's an option if that sounds like something that might fit within the boundaries of your sexual relationship. And another thing that I might recommend would be put that butt plug in while you are fucking her. because that has been something that has left a lot of women really intrigued. Because what happens is, you know, you've got the butt plug in, you fuck her, and you just have a really, really intense orgasm. And she sees that and is intrigued and says, wow, there must be a lot of pleasure in his ass. So that's an idea. Now, you had mentioned something about the strap-on thing would be a good choice sometimes because of your poor performance. Well, you could even put the butt plug in while you're fucking her. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to play this, but another toy I might recommend for you, which can be shared and might be a little bit different, but more effective and easier to use and really enjoyable for both of you, which would be the point here, is an Enjoy Pure Wand. Now, the thing about the Enjoy Pure Wand is that it can be used equally as pleasurably by the man or the woman, for prostate or for G-spot. And so if you get this, use it on her first, give her all kinds of wonderful orgasms and things, and then ask her if she would be willing to use it on you. Some women never really will get to the point where they can strap one on because it does freak them out. But again, she might be a woman who would be willing to play with your ass with toys, and that would totally rock. At least that would scratch the itch a little bit, because it's a big step to go to a pro. I know you want to have that itch scratched, but don't give up as far as her being able to move over into the territory you need a little bit, at least to the point where it's satisfying enough to where you don't have to go outside of your relationship. So I guess that's it. As always, good luck to you. Let us know how it goes. Thanks for writing in, sir. Okay, this next letter was left as a comment on my article, Convincing Her to Try It. And this is written by a woman. To be honest, it is just as hard for a woman to find a man that is into anal play. I have tried to date men without telling them the extent of my kinks, only to find out their ass is an absolute no-go, or they aren't interested in XYZ type of play. But the problem with putting my hinting at my kinks with generic terms in my dating profiles just to save on the small talk, I usually just have men wanting the experience of X, Y, and Z kinks, but not interested in dating. So how to write it in a dating profile that I do enjoy strap-on and anal play so that men keep an open mind about it? I have some snarky replies to my profiles before that they aren't interested in humiliation play and shoving big dicks in their asses, probably because they Googled strap-on or dom or even kink and saw pro sites. Seems that is how female-led anything looks like to a man. Humiliation, forcing, stuffing big things in. Geez, I'm looking for some sensual fun, not humiliation and extreme stretching. But I am also not interested in forming a full relationship with someone that has no interest in strap-on or prostate massage, or doesn't want to give me a good flogging. Even though I'm currently looking for a friend with benefits, it is a big bonus if they are curious about my fetishes and kinks. Any ideas on how to broach this anal subject with men? Oh, girlfriend, I feel you, and I have been there and done that, and actually am still doing that to a certain extent. Here's the things I've tried. I have gotten on what's that website called? Adult Friend Finder. And usually with Adult Friend Finder, there's a way that you can work it if you're a woman where you can take advantage of really low price cost of them signing you up because they're so eager for women to sign up because it's disproportionately heavy with men and lighter with women. So you try and encourage the women to sign up and keep giving you deals and things. So a long time ago, I signed up for their website. And that was when I was very, very first exploring pegging. And I wrote a story about it, which to this day is on my website. It's called Hard Times at the Hotel. There is a section in Adult Friend Finder dating site that is a sexual section of questions. And one of the questions is, describe your favorite sexual fantasy. So I put that story in there, and it basically describes a very dominant pegging scene with me spanking him and things like that. So, oh my God, men came out of the woodwork in response to that and were all practically raising their hand and saying, me please, me please. Now, I can't say that all those responses, even though there were numerous, were all good choices for long-term relationships. You do mention that you're looking for a friend with benefits, but that is one way, is just to totally put it out there. Adult Friend Finder is an option. A free option is OkCupid. OkCupid has the ability to answer all those questions, and there are some very pointed questions about BDSM, and not just BDSM, but pegging. There is also an app. Let me check what the name of that is. Let me get that for you. Okay, found it. It's actually a Chrome extension. So I use Chrome for my browser, and it's a Chrome extension. I'm not sure if it's available on Firefox or... heavens, I hope you're not using Internet Explorer, because that sucks. But the extension is called OkCupid for the non-mainstream user. And that enables you to pull together all of the kinky type questions that you would love to see answers to those questions in a certain direction. And you don't have to page through all the questions. It's awesome. And it kind of puts them over to the right and it gives you headings. You can say that your priorities, your priority questions are cuddling or anal or, you know, all kinds of different things. BDSM, for example. So that app is, or that extension is really invaluable in terms of the OkCupid website. And the OkCupid website, if you answer those questions in those kink categories and place very high importance on them, that will also increase your chances of finding someone who is compatible in those areas. The other thing that I have tried is dating vanilla guys and then telling them about the pegging. Yeah, you're right. That so fucking doesn't work. It just, and I hate it because, you know, there's nothing worse than going out with a guy and having the chemistry there and getting the kiss goodnight and it's all awesome. And then maybe the second date you go, so this is actually one of the things that I'm totally into. And they fucking run for the hills. And yeah, I totally get you on that one. I got so disappointed doing that that I decided I am no longer going to date vanilla anymore. I am not going to look for vanilla in vanilla places. It's just not going to happen because I'm fucking kinky. So yeah, I feel you on that one too. Okay, next question. How do you get guys to look past the kink stuff if you put it right out there in your profile and not seek you out just because of the kink stuff? Here's what I do. I put that there is more to me than a strap-on, that I do not want to be approached for my kinks, and I am not a fetish delivery service. So if they're interested in getting to know me, they need to send me a polite letter of introduction. So that makes it easy when you get the guys that are thinking with their little heads and don't read that and don't have any sense of propriety and measuredness, I'm not sure what word to use in that situation, of approaching a woman, and they're just, you know, leading with their dick and they say, gee, honey, I'd really like you to fuck me. Great. Block them. Delete it. You're done. You don't even have to respond, because there's always going to be those kinds of men that approach you that way. But if you do put it in your profile that you are looking for someone who can look beyond the kinks, but that it's important for you, for them to know that you enjoy these things, then hopefully you get a few guys who actually read the profile and respond to you more appropriately. And let's see, what else? You can also get specific that, as opposed to hinting about that you're into strap-on and stuff and letting them make their assumptions, which are common, the assumptions of the femdom thing and the humiliation and extreme stretching and stuff like that, you can use words like sensual pegging, consensual BDSM, to let people know that you are a little toned down from what they see on pegging porn. But, you know, you're not going to be able to necessarily avoid, once again, the snarky comments, because those are people who are not experienced in what you love. So they're making assumptions. And, you know, fuck them. Delete them. Block them. Who the hell cares? Because there is no way to write a profile where you're going to get the responses of your dreams. And I know that you know that. It's just that you're looking for a specific type of partner. You might want to insert something along the lines of that very sentence that you put in your letter to me in there, which is, I'm not interested in forming a full relationship with someone that has no interest in strap-on or prostate massage or doesn't want to give me a good flogging. Because that puts it straight out there. And if someone has a problem with those things, well, boom, hopefully they're gone. And let's see. All I can say is it's a common problem. I have written articles to the men talking about this. You know, don't put the cart before the horse. You know, approach the woman as a woman, not as a fetish delivery service, someone who you've looked so hard and so long to find the woman who's actually into strap-on play, and you finally find her, and all you can do is talk, is write a letter to her and talk about how much you want her to fuck you. Yeah, that might be what your cock is telling you to do, but it is like the worst way to approach a woman who is into strap-on play. The fucking worst way ever. So all of you guys out there listening who have not found your perfect woman yet, keep that in mind. It's really offensive to us. I mean, I basically have a response that I sent to guys saying, you know, it's a grievous lack of manners to immediately write me a message and talk about what you want me to do to you because I don't even fucking know you. And usually I get an apology in response. And if I don't and I get some snarky reply, I just block them. So, yeah, I wish you luck with that. The thing to keep in mind is that you are actually in a much more advantageous position than all of those poor guys out there listening to this podcast wanting to find a woman like you. You are in the driver's seat, not just with your strap on, but because you're sought after by a lot of men. I mean, you might even want to try a Craigslist ad and get real specific about what you're looking for, because sometimes the kinkier alternative people will try Craigslist, and I have friends of mine who have had great success on Craigslist. Make sure to be very, very safe. Make sure to meet in public places and do all those things that you would do if you're meeting someone that you've never met for the first time. And good luck to you, and let us know when you find that friends with benefits that lines up perfectly, gives you a good flogging, and then you can fuck him. Sounds delightful to me. Good luck to you. All right, next question. Hi, Ruby. Thank you so much for all that you do. My wife has expressed interest in pegging me, and she is out of town, so I thought I'd explore this while she's gone. I bought a small dildo and was very excited to try it. It wasn't too painful to put in, and I liked the thrusting, but it just wasn't all that pleasurable. My orgasm was very nice, but I didn't really feel any pleasure in my ass. Does this change with practice? Was I doing something wrong? Great question. So, what I have come to understand is that for some men, it's an area of the body that just kind of needs to be woken up. Let me give you an example. Prostates are very similar to G-spots. And myself, my G-spot adventure was I kind of poked around in there myself, just with fingers, not really with a toy or anything. And I thought, you know, I am so unimpressed. I'm really not unimpressed at all. I'm really not impressed at all. And then I had a lovely partner for a while who studied up on the G-spot and brought those skills to bed. And he was making a very concerted effort to try and check that place out for me and find it and stimulate it and have a good time with it. And he absolutely did wake up my G-spot, I guess you could say. And he also got me to squirt like the third time that he played with my G-spot. It was fucking awesome. And I really had no idea of the pleasure of that area of my body. But it did take a little bit of time for me to get used to that type of stimulation, that sort of feeling that you get from that type of stimulation, which is very different from clitoral stimulation. And I do understand that prostate stimulation is very different than penile stimulation. So it's possible that a couple of things are happening. One is that you're not used to having something in your ass, so it's kind of a brand new feeling. And you need to get past the, I have to take a crap, right? Because that's what it feels like when something's in your ass in the very beginning. You definitely get over that feeling. Even though you didn't mention that, I thought I might mention it in case that's part of the formula for you. There are occasionally men out there that no matter what they have tried, be it a vibrator, a Enjoy Pure Wand, fingers, pegging, that they really just don't get much out of it. You could be one of those guys, but I wouldn't stop right away. I think I would try other things. I would try maybe putting a butt plug in while you jerk off. I would try changing the angle of the toy. I might try something that vibrates and see if that's something that gets pleasurable with more experience and with more practice. And then if it doesn't, then maybe you are one of those guys that just, it's a really ho-hum thing. There's not very many of you, but you're out there. And also, it's possible that you might find the spot, like the magic spot. And, you know, the best toy I can totally recommend for that is the Enjoy Pure Wand. I know, it's like I want to put that thing on a damn shrine. But it is the best self-play toy for men for prostate and for women for G-spot. So, you know, even if you get that toy and you find out that you are one of those men where it's like, eh, prostate, no big deal, you can use it on your wife for her G-spot. That would be awesome. So good luck to you. Let us know how it goes. Thanks for writing in. Alrighty, next question. I am writing in answer to your question from podcast number 98 about cock rings. But to get to that, I have to backtrack to me going to enticeme.com. I was running out of my lube, which I thought was the best in the world, so I wanted to try the liquid silk you recommended. It's slickwood silk, actually. Anyway, while I was on the site, I purchased a Tantus C-ring. I hope everyone out there will realize that, and this is all in caps, oh my god. Lube makes a difference. The Slickwood Silk lube is by far the best lube I have ever used for toy and anal play. I will never buy anything again. So, on to the cock ring. Last night was the best time I have ever had by myself, ever. I have never been pegged, but I love anal play and dressing up while I do it. I started the night setting up in my favorite purple panties, a plug, and tight jeans. I changed into a pair of white thigh-high stockings, garters, and ankle boots. I put on the cock ring and started to play with myself with a suction cup Doc Johnson raging hard-on dildo on a high bar stool. That's quite a picture. As I was going up and down on the toy, I could feel the cock ring tightening up around my balls and cock. After a few minutes, I put the stool on its side and proceeded to fuck the dildo on my hands and knees. This was the first time I have ever been in that position. I will never not do it again. I really started to get into it, and before I knew it, I could hear my ass and balls smacking back into the stool. It was hitting the spot for sure. Then I started to feel something I have never felt before. I felt my balls suck up against the ring. I was coming. It took about 20 seconds for me to come. It felt like my cum was slowly being sucked out of my cock. I didn't come a lot, but it felt great. The best part was after I finished, I realized something. I didn't want to stop. I got up and inserted a larger plug than I originally used. It is the largest plug I own and always gives me a very full feeling in getting ready to use a larger dildo. I started to change outfits again. Parentheses, I did say I like dressing up, right? This time, it was black knee-high heeled boots, fishnet stockings, and leather teddy with garters and a G-string. As I was getting ready, I couldn't keep the plug in. While I was coming with the cock ring on, I was going so hard and so fast, I stretched myself out. I finished changing and got out my bigger dildo. It's a snap-on purple one about 8 inches by 1 3/4 inches. It's on a harness, so I attached it to the stool and got down on all fours again. The Slickwood Silk lube again was amazing. With a condom and lube, I was easily able to slowly back onto the dildo all the way to the shaft. I started to fuck myself again. I have used this dildo more than once, but it was different this time. The better lube made it so much more pleasurable. Again, I found myself fucking harder and faster than I have before. After I don't know how long, I pulled out my cock and started stroking it while I was fucking the dildo. I have never come so well in my life. I think I was even moaning and yelling out loud. After I came, I laid on my stomach on the ground for a few minutes, giving my legs a break and thinking about what just happened. By the time I got up and started to clean up, I looked at the clock and found out something awesome. I had been going for over 2 hours. I never knew that the right lube could make so much of a difference. If your listeners that engage in pegging or anal play do anything, they need to go to enticeme.com and get some Slickwood Silk. Your ass will thank you for it. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for recommending the best lube ever. Thanks for introducing me to cock rings. Maybe someday soon I will have a woman on the other end of that strap on. Or if or when I do, I will tell you about it because I want that music. Ah, I love this letter. Thank you for sharing all of this amazing stuff with us and for being so descriptive. The dressing up, the bar stool on its side. Oh my God, you had a wonderful time. And yes, the Sliquid silk is amazing. It totally is. I really agree with you. And it sounds like the cock ring was quite the experience for you. I'm curious as to whether or not you have had many experiences before where you wanted to keep going and how this was different. I mean, I get that that second orgasm was like the best one in your life ever. And I do think that this is very much a great recommendation for cock rings. What I've heard is that it really extends out the orgasm. And, you know, Tantus does say this is one of their best sellers. And it's not an expensive item, people. So you might want to try it out just for fun. Wow. And thank you for sharing all that. Oh, that just makes me squirmy. And I hope you find the woman you're searching for that's going to wear that strap on. Let me know when you do, and I will gladly play you that music, sir. Thanks for the story. Thanks for writing in. Okay, now I have a very interesting letter from a friend of mine in Texas. So all I can say is kudos to you kinksters out there who try all kinds of wild things and then tell us what the results are and share your successes, because this one's a little different. You'll see what I mean. Have you ever thought of adding the right amount of jalapeno juice to lube? I made a custom batch with a xanthan gum base and tested it with my plugs. It feels fantastic. Of course, you have to water down the jalapeno juice to your personal preference. I've tried oregano oil too, but it doesn't feel as cool as jalapeno juice. Kind of kinky, I know, but why not if it feels good? It would be another sensation if used for pegging. One would need to keep the woman from getting it around her vaginal area in case it would be too hot. Bet this idea is a first for ya. It really feels so cool, relaxing, and soothing. If you have some canned jalapeno around your house, you should give it a try. Pour some of the juice out and add a little water at first and test to see how much or if you want to dilute it. I added some full strength to the lube I made to increase the sensation. I'm really surprised it feels so good. One more thing. If you're going to make custom lube with xanthan gum, putting it in the blender is the quickest way. Otherwise, it takes a while to dissolve. You can make it in different concentrations, but a teaspoon of xanthan gum for 20 ounces of water, including the jalapeno juice, is a good starting mix. Here's a link to buy the xanthan gum. This small container will make a lot of lube. Oh, I love you people. This is excellent. So the xanthan gum comes, I checked the link that this guy sent, and it is a powder. And it's actually something you can use, you know, for gravies and all kinds of stuff. It's an edible thing. So this guy is clever enough and creative enough and just like, I mean, who thinks about putting jalapeno juice, diluted or non-diluted, in their ass? I really have to give you a lot of credit, sir, for creativity, adventuresomeness, and, you know, all-around awesomeness. Now, what I'm really intrigued by is that you say it feels so cool. I mean, the sensation you describe is almost like a menthol or a peppermint type of sensation, which fascinates me. And it also fascinates me how it could might feel something like that in your ass. And it could then maybe feel hot in a vagina. So yeah, that is something to take into consideration if you use it for pegging and you have a double-ended dildo, to not get that in the vaginal area if it's unpleasant. I mean, it might be pleasant for her as well. So that is something for y'all to try out if you are as equally adventuresome as this man from Texas. It is tempting, I tell you. I love jalapenos. I love increasing the sensations and changing the sensations of pegging. So this might be something really fun. Try it out, you guys, and write me and tell me how it works. And I'll relay that information to the guy in Texas. Gotta love it. Thanks for writing in, sir. So we have reached the end of our second installment of the 100th podcast of Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise Marathon. Woohoo! So click that button and hear more, because it keeps going and you know that you want more.